This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. Pedro Alonso is the World Health Organization's director of the Global Malaria Program.
Together with other interventions, a malaria vaccine will help us save tens of thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands of lives, prevent millions of cases, and help us regain momentum in the fight against malaria.
While the vaccine is the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to four doses, and the protection wanes after a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, where the majority of the world's more than 200 million cases a year and 400,000 deaths occur, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a perilous standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Congress pulled back from a standoff over lifting the government's borrowing cap Wednesday as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate. Speaking to reporters, Senator Bernie Sanders.
I think it's a step forward, obviously. I hope we can now negotiate a process that creates a long-term solution.
But while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also set the stage for a possible repeat battle in December. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on our website.